Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Lebanon. Hassan Nasrallah is dead. What does this mean for the people of Lebanon? They're free of the wicked witch, if it's the Wizard of Oz. It's not. It's a combat zone. The decapitation reaches down to all levels of Hezbollah. Questions raised by my colleagues, Bill Raggio, Hossein Haqqani, David Ayoub, Joe Truesman. What follows the decapitation strikes? Does Lebanon turn into low-level civil war? Israel said to be crossing the border. It's all unclear, fog of war. However, the whole region now must deal with what they never thought would happen. A very weakened Hezbollah. In Iran, waiting to see which way the wind blows. It's in the middle of this. There's no conclusions. I also speak with John Cochran, happily. John Cochran of the Hoover Institution. The idea is that AI will undermine or cancel out or do something severe to democracy. It's very strange. The answer, of course, is regulation, says the democratically elected governments around the world, leading, of course, to censorship and suppression of information that is dissenting. We saw this, as John writes in his essay, during COVID. We'll see it again. He asked the absurd question, what if they'd regulated the printing press? That was about the mid-15th century, my memory is about the same time as the fall of Constantinople to the Ottoman Turks. Regulating the printing press, that would have contained Martin Luther and all the other pamphleteers who transformed government in royal territories across Europe. At any rate, we have great fun with it. I use the example of SpaceX being regulated to delay its next test launch because of the safety issue of sonic booms. John is a pilot. He comments on sonic booms and how they regulated the Concorde not to make a sonic boom over land. We're building a new, faster-than-speed-of-sound aircraft. It's promising. In any event, back to the war. Lebanon. What comes after decapitation? What comes after the collapse of Hamas? And asking the question, as everyone has been since Levy and the Israeli chief of command staff, put a picture of Sinwar up on the wall with all the other pictures of the decapitated with a question mark on it. I talked to Joe Truesman, and we were definitely supposed to see that, not just a candid shot of the war room. Where is Sinwar? Beginning to be awfully silent, given the loss of Nasrallah. Not leaderly of him, unless, of course, he's no longer leading. New World Report. Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela, the illegitimate president, made remarks about Nasrallah's passing at a province that's on the border with Colombia and is most associated with Hezbollah, Muslims, narco-terrorism. Comments. Other leaders making comments include Evo Morales. No information from Joseph Umar, whether Arce of Bolivia said anything. Also talked to Ernesto Araujo about what to watch for out of Mexico, because Tomorrow is the first day for Claudia Sheinbaum's six-year term as president of Mexico. And Ernesto asks, which way will she go? Will she go to the totalitarians in her neighborhood? Or will she stay with the democracies? Unknown. Will develop. Ukraine. Talking to Katrina Vandenhoevel about Ukraine. Katrina believes it is time to negotiate, time to end. The way the Wall Street Journal puts it is that Zelensky came with a shopping list and he met shrugs. The as long as it takes Biden administration maybe is about to update that long as it takes. Long might have an end date. North Korea, Bruce Bechtel, comments on research that Hezbollah hired the North Koreans to dig those tunnels in Baqaa. Tunnels in rock and stone, not like the sand of Hamas. Tunnels they were expecting to ride out the war, but now that their leadership is decapitated, as one wag asks, I see, they're to call up people who weren't good enough to lead last week, and now they're going to tell them they lead. This is a seriously degraded army. The morale must be at zero, less than zero. And finally, Grant Newsham joins, the author of When China Attacks. Ishiba is the new prime minister for Japan, the new leader for Japan. And Grant Newsham has lots of reservations, especially because Ishiba is said to have some understanding that China can be talked to, negotiated with, appeased, I don't know. But he's a new face in the PM job, but an old politician, 67 years old, and he's been a figure of trying for the PM premiership for many years. Anyway, there's much more to the show. Chiefly, it's about Hezbollah. Chiefly, it's about the passing of Nasrallah. But the fun talk with John Cochran, AI, undermining democracy. My definition of democracy, it's not total. It's not whole. It's not thought through. It's just transparency. Know your politician. That'll do it. Thanks for listening.